Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
We live in an evacuation zone should a hurricane strike. Are you prepared?
The warnings begin in June. Hurricanes are coming. But at UVA's Batten School of Leadership and Public Policy, Professor Jay Shimshack says most people ignore advice to prepare. He studied data from more than 3,000 grocery stores in 9 states over a 10-year period, before and after hurricanes. It's information compiled by the Nielsen Company, best known for TV ratings.
They also collect information every time you go to the store, and they scan it, beep, beep, beep. All that information is collected. We were able to get that data to analyze it.
He and colleagues at the University of California at Davis said some people stock up, but most, especially those in low-income areas, those most likely to need help after a storm, do not.
We found that sales of bottled water batteries and flashlights increased quite dramatically after hurricanes made landfall.
Fortunately, stores can often meet the demand.
The truth is, if that stuff's going to be available and I'm going to be able to get to it, maybe it is reasonable for me to not prepare and wait until I absolutely need these things.
Others, he says, may just be in denial.
There's an ostrich effect. Often people, when faced with really unpleasant things, will bury their head in the sand and just sort of ignore it in hopes that it goes away.
Now he and his colleagues will move on to another analysis to find out how much price gouging goes on and how much alcohol is sold before hurricanes. I'm Sandy Houseman.